This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Next guest in the studio with us.
Yes, and as someone who's from very close by, we have Thomas Jaspers, who is here from the Victorian Pride Centre, which is the building we are in, to chat with us about the Midsummer Overview. Mm. And it's sounding like it's going to be an incredible season. So, Thomas, can you tell us, first of all, what your role is involved with this festival?
Yeah, absolutely. Hi, thanks so much for having me on.
I can't believe you haven't been on before.
I know, it's insane. Well, I'm glad I am now. You can have me back next week if you like.
All right.
So, my role at the Pride Centre is as the venue and events manager. So, I have the absolute privilege of looking after the amazing spaces. We have the theatreette space, the art gallery space in the forum downstairs, and of course, that stunning rooftop upstairs. So I work with some wonderful community working groups. So we have some volunteer artists and exhibitioners that come in and give us some advice about what to do with the gallery and that sort of thing. And then I also get to do call outs to community to come and put on events and shows and all sorts of stuff.
But the general public can also hire
absolutely
like the roof.
Yeah,
you could hire, or the venue at the back.
Yeah, we've had all sorts of things. I mean, we've been operating officially we opened 2 years ago, but with all the COVID and that sort of thing, we really only have 12 months of full operations. But in that 12 months, we've had weddings, we've had some memorials and a funeral.
Yeah.
We've had all sorts of different individuals coming in to use the space, which is really fantastic.
And
that's what it's here for.
Amazing live gigs as well.
We have, years and years.
Yay.
It was very exciting. I got to meet Ollie Alexander, which was incredible. Very cool. But there's also, I mean, one of the really important things is that this building is available to everybody. So as well as those really big gigs, we're really proud to put on quite a few shows during Fringe Festival with an exclusively queer lineup in our theatreette, and gave some opportunities to some artists that maybe wouldn't normally be able to do a show in a theatre of that quality or that size. Mm. It made it accessible to them.
And Queer Film Festival.
Queer Film Festival, the first Melbourne Queer Film Festival rooftop cinema, of course, which was a huge success as well.
Yeah, apart from the weather.
Yeah, we had to change a couple of dates, but only two, luckily, so that was good. Yeah.
Fantastic. A day like today, there's the fair.
Yes, we've got our Sunday Sizzle, which is our monthly community event. So we have the gay stuff markets operating on the ground floor as we speak. And then on the rooftop, we've opened that up for everybody to come in. We've got a sausage sizzle going with our fabulous volunteers working on the sausage sizzle there. We've got the bar running on the rooftop and some music. And it's a really nice vibe up there. And of course, the stunning views if anyone hasn't been up at the rooftop.
It's my place because I'm just here.
Yeah, so, right.
You can see my place.
Yeah, fantastic. I can see your undies on the line out the back.
now, tell us, who are you? Because, you're a fairly well-known person around Melbourne as well.
Oh, you're too kind. So I've done a lot of, I'm a performer. I do stand-up and I also perform in a group called Granny Bingo, where we...
I mean to say, you've been kicking ass with that.
Yeah.
It's been around for years.
Yeah,
hasn't it?
Yes.
But it's also comedy stuff you do.
Isn't it? Yeah, and I've done a lot of freelance. I was working at the Art Centre for 12 years prior to coming to the Pride Centre, so I had several roles at the Art Centre and a lot of freelance programming and producing, which led me here. This is kind of, if you were to write my dream job, getting to work with the LGBTQIA+ community in the arts and events, that is my favourite thing to do. So
fantastic.
When I read the job description, I was very excited to apply for it.
Right.
Oh, well, they're lucky to have you as well.
Yeah. Oh, thanks. That's very kind.
Now, of course, Midsummer, you're going to be involved in Midsummer. Mm. You've got the poster and there's a fair bit on the poster. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's just have a... I'm amazed at the amount of things that we've got going on. So we did a call out last year for expressions of interest for people that wanted to collaborate with us for Midsummer Festival. And we've ended up with 47 sessions of 28 different events happening across the building throughout the 3 weeks that we're operating for Midsummer. So we've got everything from theatre. There's a beautiful show called Marry Me a Little, which is a Sondheim off-Broadway production. It's the first time it's been done in Australia with the same-sex cast. So it's normally done with a man and a woman. This is the first time it's been done here with a same-sex cast, which is going to be absolutely beautiful. It's live music, live singing. We've got, of course, you can't have Midsummer Festival without Dolly Diamond. So we've got Dolly Diamond and Tash York coming in to do a wonderful show called Attention Seekers as well.
Well, which they've been touring a bit with.
They have been, yeah. We're really excited.
How amazing is Tash? Yeah, we know incredible. Dolly, but Tash, she's a bit of a regular on this show.
Yeah, and the two of them together. Have you seen this
no,
show?
No,
oh,
haven't.
My gosh, yeah, absolutely amazing. Yeah. Incredible. And another one that we're really excited to have, which has been touring for a while but hasn't done a sort of central Melbourne performance, is Trans Mansplaining by Ben McCallum.
Yep. Yeah.
So Ben's a wonderful comedian, talker, activist.
Yeah. Well, he's coming on.
Fantastic.
I think it's next week.
Yeah.
On
so
show.
That's been selling out in regional centres everywhere. And so we're really honoured to have sort of the Melbourne premiere for that one as well.
Yeah. I'm actually quite excited about the gallery space.
Yeah.
Jared O'Connor.
Yes.
He is somebody I know very well, and we all know him. He's been on this show a fair bit. Mm. And I also do a TV show called The Art Hunter, and he's been one of my interviews that I've done. Mm. This is so good that you've got this coming.
Yeah, we're really excited about this one. So this is an exhibition called Queens of the Pub.
Yep.
And it's a project that Mark started a while ago, Gerard started a while ago. It's photographs, beautifully staged, very rich photographs, almost tableaus that look like, ancient paintings.
Or Vivian Westwood, you see a bit of that.
Absolutely,
there. Which he openly says. And of course, it was an exhibition that happened a couple of years back with his amazing collaborator Mark, who is unfortunately no longer with us.
Yes, yeah.
Who did all the design of it. Mm. This is so good that Jared's actually, because I pushed him to do this to actually apply.
Oh, fantastic!
This.
Well, thank you. We're really honoured that it's
it's so good for him because he lost his best friend. They weren't partners, but everyone thought they were because they were so close with each other, and they worked so beautifully together. I think this is a really good thing for him. He'll be very emotional about
it. Will be. Absolutely. Yeah, so the pieces themselves, they work together to really focus on St Kilda a lot, as well as community, the individuals are living in the area. So a lot of the shots are taken in iconic buildings around St Kilda. Using
the ESPY?
Features heavily in it. And also using people from the area, so people that they knew that lived in the area. And then a lot of the pieces that they've made, which are, as you say, very Vivian Westwood, very punk-inspired, are using a lot of stuff that... it was recycled trash, essentially. So they got a lot of the pubs to collect the bottle tops, for example, when they were serving.
Do you know about the cape?
Yes, yeah.
You know, like this amazing gold cape, people, that is used in a few of the shots. And it's bottle tops, which they flattened out, took them 2 years, flattened them, and had to drill them, and then link them all together to a chain link. Mm. And it's spectacular.
It's stunning.
It's absolutely spectacular.
And so you're really getting bits of St Kilda in every single part of the photograph, and it comes together to create this beautiful, beautiful series of images.
Yeah, so that's really... And, of course, that will be just there in the foyer for everyone to have a look
at. Yeah, so 7 days a week. If you've not been to the Pride Centre, our forum space, the ground floor is open for anyone in the community to come in and use. We've got booths down there. There's a beautiful art gallery that you can have a wander around in. Free internet if you want to chill out. But, absolutely worth coming during midsummer to have a look at that exhibition because it's going to be stunning.
Okay, what else?
Well, the final week of our programming is going to be talks. There's some really great talks and forums happening here. So we've collaborated with a few of our resident organisations. The Queer Archives, who I'm sure you're very familiar with, are doing a wonderful talk and workshop called Archive Armour. So that'll start down in the theatre for a bit of talk and then move up into the archive space itself.
Now, a lot of people aren't aware that they're on a mezzanine, aren't they?
They are, yeah. So they're on the mezzanine level, the sort of the first level up, even though it's called the mezzanine. screen level. It's, yeah, a bit confusing, but don't worry, we'll direct you around when you get here. We've got a couple of talks that are being held in collaboration with Thorn Harbour Health, who do some wonderful stuff, another one of our resident organisations. So one of them is called No Pride in Racism, which has got a panel of LGBTQIA plus community leaders who are sharing their thoughts and perspectives on sexualised racism in the community, which will be a really important one. And another one they're doing is called Wise Words, and that's a panel of authors and writers and speakers discussing as well. And those two are free events. It's really important to also mention that quite a few of our events for Midsummer are free. A lot of the theatre style stuff is ticketed, but a lot of the stuff's free as well. And then there's also another free event that we're doing, which is really important to us, is the Trans and Gender Diverse Clothes Swap. So we've teamed up with the Ballarat Trans and Gender Diverse Swap Shop. And of course, for a lot of people that are going through that journey, clothes can be quite cost prohibitive. It's an expensive thing to do if you're needing to change a lot of things in your wardrobe. So the Ballarat Trans and Gender Diverse Swap Shop make it free for people to be able to do that.
Oh,
so
lovely.
They've done one here before, and it was a huge success. So we thought we'd invite them back. It's going to be the day before Victoria's Pride. So if anyone out there needs a flashy new outfit for Victoria's Pride over on the north side, you can come down to the Pride Centre. That one's on the 11th of February. And they'll be set up in our foyer. It's free. You don't have to bring something to swap if you don't want to, but if you do have some things that you no longer wear and you want to swap them over, you can do that as well.
Great.
Brilliant.
Very
idea.
Exciting, yeah.
And I saw that Ruby Slippers is also doing a workshop too.
I'm so excited.
Yeah,
there's so much happening. Yeah. So we've got on Mondays, we're doing a session, a new program that we're starting for Midsummer Festival called Crafty Queers. So there's three Mondays, and each one is sort of a craft workshop. You can either come in and refine your skills or pick up new skills that you didn't have before. So Ruby is hosting one, which is focusing on drag makeup. So she'll have some guests on stage with her, so you can do a bit of a drag makeup tutorial.
And her makeup is amazing.
Stunning.
Like her
if you're not following
outfits,
Ruby Slippers online, then
what are you doing
online? You're wasting your time. We've also got the Gay Life Drawing team are coming in to do a life drawing class 1 week, and we've also got Art Simone coming in to do a paint and Picasso, where we'll provide canvases and paints and all sorts of things.
Brilliant.
And you can learn to paint your inner queen on a canvas.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, we'll have the bar open for all of those craft sessions. So if you like a little bit of
where's the bar? That's out the back.
So we've got our rooftop bar, of course, which will be open for our rooftop events during the festival, and we've also got one down on the ground floor by the theatre, so we can open that up as either a theatre bar or it can also service the rest of the ground floor
right,
as well.
Right, okay. And what's happening on Pride March Day?
That's going to be absolutely huge. So that was our only event during Midsummer last year. Of course, we just opened, so we didn't really have much of a chance to put a program together, but we had a few thousand people move through the building throughout the day, and we're really looking forward to doing that again. I can't tell you everything because we're just about to announce a couple of things, but I can tell you. So we'll open the rooftop from midday till 8 p.m. We've got a DJ running that whole time. We'll have the bar open upstairs as well. Of course, the gallery spaces will be open for people to walk around and have a look through. And we have some really exciting performances that will be happening on the roof as well. But that's the part I can't tell you yet. I'm sorry.
Brilliant. It's brilliant what you're doing with Midsummer and with everything that's going on here at the Pride Centre. It's just so exciting to walk in the building all the time.
Mm. Thank you so much. That's very kind of you to say. I will plug one more thing if that's okay, because I think you'll love it.
Yeah,
we're teaming up with the Geelong Piano Bar. Have you been?
Yes.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. So Geelong Piano Bar has done some great pop-ups all around the state. Haven't actually done anything close to the city yet. So they're going to be running a late-night piano bar in our forum. We've got a grand piano coming in.
Whoa.
It's going to go for 6 nights, so it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And that's in the foyer?
In the forum space. So at the base of
space.
Yeah, so the foyer where the stairs are.
Yep.
After hours, that'll from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. We'll have grand piano, live music, singers, all sorts of stuff happening.
Wow.
So do check that out as well.
That sounds great.
Mm.
Yeah. Mm. And that's all on the Midsummer website?
Yeah, you can jump on the Midsummer website, midsummer.org.au, or you can go to the Pride Centre's website as well. And, of course, it's all over our socials as well.
Right. Well, we're here all the time on Sunday afternoon, so make sure you know, keep in contact
we'll pop
with
in
us.
Yeah, yeah, sounds good. Thanks right. so much for having me.
Pleasure.
Talk to you soon.
Thank you so much. We've been talking to Thomas Jaspers here on Joy 94.9 Sunday Arts Magazine.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.